Gorgeous people, it is so good to be back, and I know you have been wondering what happened and why there were no episodes for the last 3 months, and I want to tell you why. The truth is, I just got so overwhelmed with life, with motherhood, with family, with business, with myself, and with everything else. Those of you who know me well, you still remember that my baby is very young. My daughter just turned 1.5 years old. I'm still breastfeeding, co-sleeping, still in the postpartum. She still wakes up a lot at night. And for me right now, number one priority is being mom. So I spend a lot of time with her. And then, of course, also my family, my husband, which I feel at this season of my life, I also put a lot of intention and energy for us to keep this connection, even though we have a small child at home, to keep this connection as a couple. So it's another time and focus invested in consciously spending time together, which then leaves only a certain number of hours every day for everything that I do. And besides timeless teachings, I have also another podcast, which is called Yana TV. For those of you who might have not heard about it yet, check it out on Spotify, iTunes, and particularly YouTube, because we have amazing videos at the studio recording. And there we have deep conversations with leaders in Asia and Middle East about the human side of leadership and identity, belonging. I think you'll really like it. So now, what happens with timeless teachings then? Since September, I had to put it on hold because I had to prioritize my time and my energy. And I feel only now, after the few months, when I'm finding again my footings, that I feel, okay, here we are and we can go release another episode. And the beautiful thing that happened in those few months that I did not come here to say anything, we received a lot of requests from incredible teachers from all over the world to be featured on Timeless Teachings. So it tells me that the podcast is doing well and people are still listening, even I have not been here myself for the last 3 months. So those teachers are asking to be featured, and this is exactly what I'm scheduling right now. So for you, it means that very soon you're going to hear them on Timeless Teachings. And those are going to be conversations, just as I promised, for the theme of our podcast, about consciousness, about mysticism, about wellness and well-being, many universal themes, but also many women-focused themes. And I'm just so looking forward to share them with you, because they're just amazing. I mean, they are really, really remarkable experts. So I'm super excited about that. And I also feel it's time for me to start sharing a bit more my own thoughts and reflections, just the way how I'm doing right now, because I also want to get to know you a bit more and to start creating here community. So if you have not been following me yet on Instagram, then my personal account is Yana Fry, and Timeless Teachings account is The Timeless Teachings. So please go there, click follow, and I would love to have a conversation with you. If there's any particular episode that really inspired you, then just let me know in the comments if there are any particular question that you have. Let me know and I see how we can answer it during our episodes. If there's any particular guest, teacher, expert that you would like to be featured on the podcast, let me know and I will reach out to them and ask to come and share their wisdom. Fundamentally, it is not just me showing up and sharing something. It is also everyone, you out there who is listening, watching, reflecting, receiving. I want to know what's going on for you and how this podcast has been changing you in big and small ways, have been maybe challenging you in big and small ways. I would love to hear those stories. And so that also one of the episodes that I am dreaming of doing is just to get some of the listeners on the podcast and to hear from you. Why did you come here? Why are you keep listening? What are your biggest breakthroughs and takeaways? So if you feel that you would like to be that person, remember Instagram, The Timeless Teaching, so Yana Fry. So please go there and send me a message that, yes, Yana, I want to come as a guest on Timeless Teachings and I want to share my experience as a podcast listener. And then let's have this conversation. And also, just in the spirit, as we are coming soon towards the officially festive season, which is Christmas, New Year. And even though I'm one of those people who believes that every day is a day to celebrate because life is just so precious, but then also in a society, sometimes we have those organized themes like we're having now in December. And just as we're coming to this, I just also want to remind everyone the importance of slowing down and listening to yourself, tuning within, tuning into your body. And that was actually one of the reasons why in the last 3 months I decided to choose myself and my energy and my sanity and my health and pause release of the interviews for this week here so that I don't overstretch myself and I don't go into the breakdown or into the burnout, because I have been there so many times before in my life. And that's maybe my main message for today's episode. Just watch for those signs and know your limits. Have very clear boundaries, especially with long to-do lists. Apply to pretty much everything. It doesn't have to be only professionally or passionately. It could also be your family-related activities. Because fundamentally, you are the most important person in your life. And the question I want to ask you, have you been taking care of yourself enough recently? Even with the festive season approaching, are you running around buying gifts for everyone else and trying to arrange activities and time together with the family? Have you bought a gift for yourself? Have you arranged something for yourself to celebrate yourself? Did you acknowledge how far you have come this year, how much healing you have done, how much transformation, how much you achieved, released, you know, how much you realized? Have you actually spent time with yourself, hugging yourself or patting yourself on the back and telling yourself how amazing you are and what a great person you are? And if not, may this podcast be a reminder for you to do that. So please do that today, do that this week. It is just so important that we find, that we create this time in our schedule to just be with ourselves and to witness ourselves. And one of the other updates just happened. I am coming out of the postpartum, finally. As I told you, my baby is 1.5. And I have been thinking for the last 1.5 years, what it is that I actually really, really want to do? And where am I most skilled? And my biggest realization was that my biggest skill sets, life experience, and also just kind of stories and results are in the area of love and relationships. I have so much to share about this. From my parents getting divorced when I was 8 years old, and as a child, as an 8 years old child, I pick up the book, Men from Mars, Women from Venus, can you imagine? And I was reading it, and not just reading it, I took a highlighter and I was highlighting sentences that I felt had wisdom in it because I wanted to remember so that when I grow up, I actually have a family that is loving and supportive and nourishing and we live happy together. That was my intention. And there were so many things happened in between with marriages, and now it's my, you know, passing of my first husband. And now I'm in my second marriage and we are together with my husband for 16 years. We have now, I had a stepchild, like my bonus son, who has been living with us, or I have been living with him since he was 4. So I raised him with my husband and now we have our baby girl. So I feel just from the life experience, I have a lot of things to say about love and relationship. And that is the reason why I launched first cohort, Return to Love. They just finished. We launched it in October, and therefore I was also just didn't have enough time for timeless teachings because I was very busy with launching that first cohort. And I just want to tell you the biggest realization that I had after leading this first cohort. It was a beautifully moon-aligned 28 days program where each day there is a soul journal, there are prompts and tools that help women to reflect, a lot of questions, a lot of meditations, a lot of audio priming, group calls. It's like a beautifully self-paced journey. And my biggest realization was that when I was envisioning it, I thought that this is for women. that women going to be the main group of people who will benefit from this. And so I led this first cohort. And by the end of it, because I was sharing a little bit about our experience on social media, I also had men who started writing to me and saying, Jana, when can I join the next cohort? It sounds amazing. I love to do that too. And then women finished this Return to Love first cohort, and some of them are married. And then they are, so what's next? When my husband can come, I also would like him to experience this, which also then just made me, first of all, smile. And I felt, wow, it means that it's resonating and it is so beautiful. And also then my biggest realization is that love is for everyone. Everyone wants love. And who am I to say it's only for women? Who am I to somehow compartmentalize who gets access to this and who is not? And that's why for the next cohort, which is going to be in January 2026, I'm opening it for all genders, men, women, everyone is welcome, single, married, in transition, it doesn't matter. Because I find that this is really something that any human being can relate to, because the big part of what we're looking at in this cohort is actually self-love. And even though I teach about soulmate love and we do go through 10 steps of what it means to create soulmate love and archetypes and many, a lot of content, a lot of really powerful content, but fundamental, the teaching is about soulmate love. And as I always say, you are your primary soulmate. You are your primary partner. And only when we fully realize that, accept that, and make peace with all power, our parts of ourselves, it means we learn how to love and witness all parts of ourselves. Only then we truly relax energetically into such a beautiful space where there is an opportunity to either create the soulmate love relationship with your partner or attract someone into your life if you are single. So I just felt like I want to share this with you. And if you feel curious, then please check out the description of this episode. There will be a link there with the registration to Return to Love. And also very soon, I am doing a masterclass about feminine archetypes, where we're going to look at 7 feminine archetypes and how they might sabotage your love life. And also the link going to be in the description. So check it out if it is just something, if you have never had an experience of being in my space, that perhaps it is just your chance to, and for us and for me also chance to meet you online so we can check chemistry wise. Do we actually connect? Would it be fun for us to journey together? Anyway, that was all what I wanted to say today, and I'm wishing you an incredible, incredible week ahead and the rest of the months and the holiday season. And I'm going to be back soon with another guest or my own love and reflections. Biggest hug.